Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Congratulations. Gutsy performance, to say the least. We knew Cheetah were going to be difficult opponents, but you must be so proud of that performance we've seen this afternoon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think it wasn't pretty football. It was an ugly game. It was very much, we're under the cosh a lot. They were playing very direct, trying to get the runners in behind. They were loading the top line, but we'd set up for it this week. We'd said that, you know, the formation that they were playing, I thought the back line played very, very well. I'm just going to give a bit of an applaud to Shauna and also Sophie as well. I thought they played outstanding today. Again, they've been brilliant all season for us, but we set up well defensively, and we've talked about the resilience to go again. You know we're not the best team on the ball, and we're working hard at training to improve that, but we've become really solid recently with defending, and you know today we've managed to see out the 90 minutes without conceding, and that's a massive positive. So I'm really proud of the team, and every single one of them that was part of it today was fantastic.
Yeah, I know you measure all this, but the amount of running they must have done, your team this afternoon, it must be off the charts. They've worked so hard. However, I think it's a given who the player of the match of this game is. I've been watching the women's team for a number of years now. That's Sophie Donald's best performance, I think. Some of the saves.
Well, there was a controversial penalty.
Yes.
Personally, from the angle that I was stood at, you could see her right foot goes out and she gets the ball, and it clearly goes off in that direction. You know, some keepers, some players could react negatively to that, but she doesn't. You know, she picked herself up, was really, really focused and made a fantastic, outstanding save. You know, that's Sophie through and through. So dead proud of her for that. Really, really pleased. Just going back to that running stats, I will actually say we don't have GPS units. And it's something that we're looking at.
Just take my word for it.
But I would like us to have that, because yes, games like this will show how hard players work. Sometimes they come off the pitch feeling tired, but, you know, when you actually get those stats, it does prove it. So, but yeah, they've all worked really hard today, given 100%, and I'm proud of them.
You mentioned the defence, and they've come up against Dunlop, and we all know how good John is as well. She finds pockets of space all over the place. This Cheadle Town team will be in our division next year. Can't take for granted though how well we've defended today. It has been one way most of the time.
Yeah, and if you look at it in terms of league standings, I was saying, like, this is playing kind of the equivalent to the bottom of our league that are on the up, because they've won so many games this season, because there's nothing between us, and it shows once again. You know, we played them in the FA Cup and had to beat them on penalties, and they took it to the wire again today. And you know, it was a lucky goal that we got, and I said that to the girls at half time. I said,
I was going to ask you that, did she not mean it?
No, the keeper put it in,
yeah.
in my opinion. However, I think the build up play to it, I thought Paris played a fantastic ball out wide. Izzy had done the overlap, which we'd been working on, got a good cross in. But yeah, I think we're a team that are working hard defensively to try and say, look, if we stop conceding goals, we'll give ourselves the best chance of winning. And that's what's shown today. You know, it only takes one chance. We could have scored more. I mean, Naomi got
I was going to mention Lawrence, because you mentioned Lawrence in the post-match the last time we spoke, just about converting that form from university football into this. This has actually been her best performance, I think,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
Good chances, the last one being best one, I think. But when she gets that goal, you can see that there'll be an avalanche straight after it.
Apologies for the Man United analogy here, but she's our Hoyland. You know, we know that she's got goals in her. We know that she's a fantastic young player, and I've got full faith in her, and I've said this to her, that she will come good. She's just got to find that breakthrough, and when the breakthrough comes, she'll score goal after goal. I believe, you know, she scored again in a semi-final for uni this week. She scored 7 last week. She knows how to score goals. She's just finding her feet at this level, I think, and it will come good, and I've got full faith in her.
So Mancunian unity awaits in the final. We can tick that off now. We've got a nice showpiece to come this season. Back to the bread and butter, though, isn't it? And fitting in these games that we've had to move around in the last couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, well, there's two things to that. So number one is the final will be here at Broadhurst Park. I don't know if you was aware of that. So we said, I've not told the players yet, but you know that's something fantastic for us and a great advantage. And secondly, our target this season we've set ourselves is to win the County Cup and to avoid relegation. That would be an outstanding result for us this season and one that I do believe that we will get. So there's a lot still to play for. We do need to fit in a few games now. We've given the pitch a nice bit of rest, which was needed. I'm sure Andy the groundsman will get on the pitch this week and work hard, and when we get back on playing on it, we'll do a good job and we'll be trying to find those 3 points from somewhere.